Yes.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. That was me making a weird face because my Zoom is now stating that I'm recording. And when I stop recording, it also tells me that it's over. It did an update today, and I guess it's part of that. And I can't figure out how to turn it off. So we're just going to live with it for today until I can figure it out. But welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm here just with Chris today. David totally blew us off. Just kidding. He took the day off from work and totally forgot about it, which I totally understand as well. So that's that. But Chris is here, and we are going to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, Season 1, Episode 4, Ru-cycled. This was a design challenge. They had to design and make their own outfits out of basically a pile of garbage. And within that garbage was one Art Simone, who jumped out to surprise everyone that they are back. They showed us a glimpse of this in the preview from the following week, that it was moving around and it looked like someone jumping out. I personally was hoping that it was Shangela, just because I think that would be funny that she's on another season, not competing, but just showing up. But it was Art Simone, and there was no real explanation as to why she was back, other than RuPaul said the judges felt she had more to show us. People are very torn about this because Art is a great drag queen, so I think they're excited that she's back. But they are also a little upset that there was like no reason for her to come back. There's only three queens that have gone. The two now queens that are gone are both queens of color. One indigenous and one, I believe, like Polynesian. And they were not given that chance to come back. Normally when a queen comes back, there's some kind of competition that brings them back into the show. This one, Ru just said, we're bringing Art back.
Probably for the looks.
There you have it. Art is probably the number one drag queen in Australia right now as well. And so I don't know.
The ratings weren't doing well, and she just brought it right back.
She did. She's like, we got it. We had a bad episode without Art, so bring her back. I don't know. No one knows. I don't think we will ever find out. I know that a lot of fans are sending Art hate because they are mad that she came back for no reason. Don't do that.
It's not her fault.
If you want to throw hate at people, throw it at the show. They are the ones who decide that. And that's what I'll say about it. With that said, we're going to go right into these looks. And like I said, it's recycled. So that is what we're getting. Ru didn't really give a category. So we're going to go
excited.
With
it.
I love the design challenges are my favorite. So I'm always excited for them. But we start always with Miss RuPaul, who in this picture doesn't even look like RuPaul.
No, boo.
It's terrible. It's so
on Instagram as well. I was like, no, this
it's so
sucks.
Weird looking. Yeah, I don't get it. It's a big boot for me. It makes no sense. These leggings she's wearing are awful. And yeah, her face doesn't even look like
what is with her showing her thighs all the time now? and not that they're bad thighs, they're great thighs, but shape the rest of the look.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like
well,
weird.
And she also had these sleeves, and when she was on the runway, she had her arms completely at her side the entire time while she was talking to everyone. And even while she was walking down the runway, and I was like, you can't move your arms because you want to make sure that everyone sees the giant bell of your sleeve.
It's a no.
What do you think Instagram thought of RuPaul Charles in this horrendous look?
85% boot.
Nope, a 68% toupe. I don't know what people were looking at, but this was awful. I wish David was here because I believe David tooted this on Instagram.
Okay, well, we're gonna have some words then.
Yeah. It's fine. Dave. When I would look back to see what David did on them, he and I disagreed on pretty much everything.
I booted this, if you look.
I booted this too. Yeah. I think it's awful. But our first look is Miss Art Simone coming back. I added some, so these two little pictures here on the side are the what people tooted and booted on Instagram. This is a production shot. So I just put them all in there for us to look at the same time.
I tooted this. I think this is fantastic. I think that she is gorgeous.
Yes.
I think her shoe is very basic.
The shoe is, it's just a pump, which is, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, fine. Because what we're looking at is here. It's not below. Yeah.
We're looking at the outfit she made, and yeah,
this is gorgeous.
It's so good. The wig is stunning.
Oh, God, the wig is gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah, and she made this. I mean, underneath the little cages that she
made. Oh, right. I forgot. People made these. Okay,
she made them out of pool noodles, the cages.
Oh, I mean, okay, great.
It's so good. So, so good. A big toot for me.
Huge toot.
Instagram?
I'm going to say 100% too.
It's not, but I think that's because people, it's not a
92.
But people were, I think, were just mad that she came back for no reason. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know that to be true, but it was 88%.
Okay, got it.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think that has something to do with it. I don't know that. Maybe people just don't like her. Maybe people are tired of seeing like these Marie Antoinette looks that we see all the time on Drag Race.
I like her makeup though too.
But yeah, I think she looks fantastic. Yeah. I don't care if we've seen it before. She did it well.
Right.
Next we have Ketamine giving us the ball pit realness.
Toot.
Oh my God,
toot.
I love this so much.
It's toot with so a capital T-O-O-T.
Yeah, to me, this is drag. And she zip-tied all of these balls to make this top together. It took so much work, and I think it paid off so much.
The balls are literally the wig. Like, this is a toot.
Yeah, big toot. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love Ketamine. So, I mean, anything she does makes me happy. The picture on the very end where her mouth is open, she actually spit one of the balls out at the judges.
Oh my God. I think if anybody on Instagram booted this, that they are stupid. So I'm going to say 100% toot on Instagram.
I can definitely tell you that is not correct. It is just a 58% toot on Instagram.
Well, you've heard it here first, folks. If you booted this, you're dumb.
Dumb. I agree. David Hovey might be one of the people that booted this.
Sorry, David. Love you.
But yeah, I don't understand it either. I listened to a podcast today and they hated that. They thought this look should have put her in the bottom. And I was like, you're insane.
This is so campy, so relevant, so gorgeous. Fashion. Oh, God. Yeah, okay, whatever.
And she made it in a day and it looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think people just hate her. I don't know.
I think people must not like her. And I don't know why, because it remains my favorite queen. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But next we have Et Cetera, Et Cetera giving us this. She described this look and I was like, you're wearing a sheer robe.
Boo, 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 boo.
Thank you.
No. No, also she looks like, oh my God. What's the name I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Please come up with it, because I've been staring at her face in this picture and I'm like, I don't know who you look like, but
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh my God, it totally is.
What's his name? Oh my God, you know who I'm talking about.
No. Oh yeah, I do. She looks like Brad. I can't think of his name. Is that who you mean, or do you mean Tim Curry?
She looks like Tim Curry.
It's the nose. She paints her nose really weird because I think she has an oddly shaped nose. Yeah, I mean, it's a robe. You made a robe out of sheer curtains.
You made a robe and you look like Tim Curry. And it's
so, yeah, I mean, you kind of cheated and used fabric anyway, where only one other person, I believe, does, and we will get to that. But it's also not great. It's boring.
No.
Yeah, it's a boot for me. I thought this should have put her in the bottom two, honestly.
It did not.
No, she was in the bottom three, but they sent her back safe.
Also, everyone watching, I have not watched it yet. I will.
It's fine. What do you think Instagram thought of this mess?
I don't like Instagram right now. 36% toot.
42% toot. So you're close. It's to me, this is high. It should have been a massive boot.
It's like a 100p boot. Yeah.
Then we have Maxi.
I like that we have the same taste.
Yeah, we really do. We have Maxi Shield, who is giving us punk rock Vivian Westwood. She made this out of those laundry bags, the plaid laundry bags.
Toot. This is so good.
Yes, I thought she should have won with this look because everything is right about it. She made a fucking handbag.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very chatty.
Yeah.
It's super cool. It's and very fashion.
She is one of the queens that she, in the workroom, she's like, I don't know how to sew, but I was coming on Drag Race, so I took some lessons.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, way to go, Maxi Shield.
Exactly.
And she made an amazing garment out of unforgiving fabric that does not stretch.
It is a total toot from me. It's a toot from you, I'm guessing. Yes. I'm going to say this is one of the queens that Instagram doesn't exactly like, right?
Sometimes.
I'm going to say it's like a 76% too.
I was going to say, I think they like this one, but not as much as I think they should have, obviously. It was an 81% too.
Oh, 81. Oh, good.
Yeah. So on the higher side. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just super cute. Next, we have Karen from Finance.
I think I probably made
zero sense to you, but she was doing a character, and I forgot the woman's name, but it is a real Australian woman who was on her way to Bali, and she was smuggling marijuana in her boogie board backpack.
I'm still going to boot it.
It's still a boot. Yeah, it's still terrible.
Yeah. Even the shoes. Oh,
those,
God.
Oh, every time I saw those shoes on there, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Don't get me wrong. I would wear these shoes because they are comfortable to walk around in. But it is not a Drag Race shoe.
I like the skirt. I don't. The top isn't working for me.
Yeah. And I don't know what these things were made of. They look like a dress that you would buy in the store.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know what materials she used, I guess, to make.
No them. Idea.
But it is bad. And it did put her in the bottom two this week.
I'm going to say this is a 88% boot.
Look at you! The real question is, who tooted this look?
Yeah, who was the 12%? That's what we want to know.
Exactly. Yeah, this is that you're like, what? I don't understand any of that 12% because this is just, it's not even drag. It's like a costume.
No, it looks horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. This was her second choice for Snatch Game. And so that's what why she decided to do it.
Got it.
I don't know why. Okay. Then we have Electroshock giving us this gown made of ties, the little me too, the little bustier over her breasts is made of dress shirts as well, like dress shirt fabric.
I like the outfit. I think it's really well done. I think it's fashion. I don't get the hair with it.
Yeah, I understand that. I actually really like the hair, but I think for this it's not right.
I think it's the right shape. I think it's the wrong color.
Okay.
Like, so I'm going to toot it, but it's like a low toot for me.
Okay. It's a toot for me. I think the dress is beautiful. I think
the dress is fabulous.
Great idea.
What she did was great. Yeah.
And there was a queen, she and Scarlett and et cetera, had like this big fight triangle this week. And Dab. Scarlett basically told her that her taste level is very low. And she came out in this, and then Scarlett in like the little untucked said, I think you could have won if you knew how to style things. Because she loved her gown, but she just hated everything else.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, and that's a fair assessment. But yeah, I'm going to toot it because I think it's beautiful.
I'm going to say Twitter did a 76% toot.
Look at you. That's two in a row, girl.
Oh my God, I am psychic.
You are on it and ready to go. Next, we have Anita Wiglet giving us, she called this book burning. And so it's pages of books. And then the black part on the top is video cassette tape.
I love the shit out of this.
I think it's fantastic.
This is a toot, toot, toot all the way.
Are you giving it a shoot?
I may give it a shoot.
Okay.
I think it's a shoot. I mean, you like, she made this. Like, that's fantastic.
She did. She totally made this. She does not sew as well.
Oh, wow.
So okay. This is all hot glued.
That's amazing.
To a base.
I love the shit out of this.
I think it's so good. She was in the bottom two with this.
You're kidding.
And not only that.
Because of her maxi challenge or because of this?
This was the challenge. That was the challenge. She went home for this because she went home at the end of the day.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's so wrong. And I mean, she lip synced against Karen from Finance. And to me, she actually won the lip sync as well, but they gave it to Karen from Finance for no reason.
That upsets me, actually. You
know, it's a huge toot for me. I think it's gorgeous.
Me too.
It's just so interesting. It's like a piece of art she's wearing.
Yeah, she's not wearing a costume. It's actually art.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you think? What do you think the Instagram people thought?
54% toot.
65, a little higher.
Okay. All right.
And to me, well-deserved. To me, honestly, it should have been a lot higher, but...
Me too. I just thought that they may hate it.
Yeah, you never know. I think a lot of people loved Anita Wiglet as well. And so I think she has points from that.
What was she in the Snatch Game? She was the...
She was the queen. And right. she won Snatch Game.
And then went home. Jesus.
And then went home. And now we have Scarlett Adams, and she's giving us Picnic Realness.
Toot.
It's a toot. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's not like the most dramatic, fabulous thing I've ever seen, but it's a toot.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a tablecloth that she made a dress out. I mean, it made a little jumper out of, but it's very cute. The styling of it is perfect with the rose and the grapes.
I think that the basket actually makes the outfit. Like, it's like, okay, you really thought about this. You brought it to the creativity that it needed to be. Mm-hmm. You dramatized it a lot. Otherwise, it would have been boring.
It would have, because if she came out without the basket, it kind of would look like a waitress costume.
Yeah. Did she also say anything to the effect of Alaska, where I'm Dorothy, you're Toto, get in the basket?
Oh my God, she did not, but that would have been genius. that would have been genius. It's so cute.
Clearly I should be a PR manager.
Exactly. You need to get on that with her. What do you think Instagram thought of this fine look?
I feel like Instagram is basic. I think they gave her an 88% too.
Just 84.
Okay. Well, I was close.
But still in the 80s. Yeah, you're very close. And rightfully deserved. This was a very, very cute look.
Yeah, but the last one should have gotten, you know, higher versus this.
Much higher. All right, who's your favorite look?
I think it's... I like the gown with the ties.
Yeah.
I just hate the hair.
That's fine.
I think overall look is... what's your face on the top right?
Maxi Shield.
Yeah. I think that's my top.
Maxi Shield. I'm torn between her and
Ketamine. Yeah.
but I think I'm going to give it to Maxi Shield too, because I think it's a better transformation of the fabric.
I just love that.
I think the hair fits her well, and
I think the hair is interesting, and I think it's a great shape. And I love the clutch. I think that she did such a good job.
Yeah. I agree. I'm going to agree with you. I think it's everything she did. She styled correctly. It fits her perfectly. Yeah. She did an amazing job on this. I will say, I just watched the Raja and Raven Toots and Boots, and They gave everyone a toot except Raven booted Karen from finance. Everyone else got toots.
I mean, who wouldn't boot Karen from finance?
Well, Raja tooted it.
Yikes.
They did also give Maxi Shield their top toot of the week. Just like we did. Like I said, poor Anita Wiglet went home in this look, and I don't makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I think it's not my top toot. I would actually say that that's like my top three. Like I would say, yeah. I give it to Maxi Shield. I think Ketamine is the second. I think she's the third.
Yeah, I agree. And then fourth and fifth. Oh no, I like her too.
100%. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So to me, the bottom two were Karen and Etc. In my
opinion. Me too. Yeah.
That's who should have been lip syncing. It wasn't. It was Karen and Anita. And again, I thought Anita won the lip sync, but clearly I am not there. The winner of this week's challenge was the picnic look. They just raved over it.
Okay.
And they raved over the fact that it was shorts. I think that's why they did it, because it wasn't a skirt or a dress.
Right. Yeah.
That she made it into shorts. Great. Still not my top three.
Me neither.
Me either. That's it. So yeah, it was a kind of a crazy episode, but actually a really good episode. We got a lot of workroom talk. When Rue did her workarounds, we got to see all eight of them get talked to, which is never happens.
Yeah. I was picking and choosing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's because there was no mini challenge this week. And they had lots of time.
Perfect.
That's it. We did it.
Well, I can't wait to have you try on the shoes.
Oh my God, I can't wait either. Are you in this week at all?
I was going to come in maybe Thursday, but Ryan and I decided we're just going to meet for drinks after work. So you should come.
I will, because I am on antibiotics right now. And Thursday is the first day that I will not be on antibiotics. So I have not been drinking since last Wednesday.
Oh, perfect.
So I am all in for a cocktail.
I'm going to probably start coming in mid-June, a couple days a week. So.
Perfect. I'll be there. I go in Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, that's when I was thinking about going in.
Yeah. They're the perfect days to go in.
Fabulous.
Yes. Well, thank you once again for doing this with me, and we'll be back again next week.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Chris. And thanks for watching, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
I was going to say it stops recording now. I don't know if you'll hear that.